Welcome to Kaput Radio. My name's Martin, and today I present Virtual Vortex, a short sketch written by S. Sorensen and performed by Tanya and myself. We're still technically in winter, therefore hinting at the relevance of this piece. And localities such as Byron Bay and Coffs Harbour have not been harmed in this production. And Gary is from Coffs Harbour and not Gary from NIMFM in Nimbin. So, Gary, relax and please enjoy Virtual Vortex.
Oh my God, a polar vortex. And it's coming here.
Polar vortex? Sounds like something a bear would wear.
Yeah, no, it's a polar vortex, man. Look here on my phone. It's like cold weather and shit coming from the Antarctic.
Is that like winter?
No, winter is so last century. This is a polar vortex, man. This is like winter plus a million.
Oh, is it like the one they had in America a few months ago?
Yeah, the same. Black dudes and shit, freezing dead all over the place.
Are we just copying in America again, like junk food, tax cuts and bombing Iraqi children?
No, of course not. I'm not stupid. Our polar vortex comes from the South Pole. And bombing children is sometimes necessary, preemptive. Every terrorist starts as a child, you know. Kids are like sleeper cells in pyjamas.
Oh.
Though it would have been kinder if those kids had been in boats.
Why?
We could have just turned them back.
No, why would they be in boats?
Trying to infiltrate our country.
They weren't trying to go anywhere.
When they grew up, they would have.
Oh.
Look, it says here there will be snow and shit in Coffs Harbour.
Really? Who says that?
Reliable sources.
Facebook?
Yeah. This bloke Gary in Coffs Harbour reckons it's already as cold as Uggies and socks, he says. Imagine that, Uggies and socks.
Well, it is winter.
Yeah, sure, it's winter, smartass, but this is bigger than winter and shit. This is... He got 500 likes. That's huge. They say it's the coldest snap ever.
Ever?
Yes, ever.
Colder than August 1983?
Sure, that wasn't a polar vortex. Didn't even have social media then.
Colder than the little ice age of the Middle Ages?
Yeah, guess so.
Colder than the third ice age of the Pleistocene period?
Aha, Pleistocene period. Very funny. I'm not stupid, man. You're the one with your eyes shut. Your rock band name is probably Stevie Wonder. You probably think the chemtrails are just water vapour and shit.
No, I don't think there's shit involved.
Huh?
Forget it.
All that historical cold stuff was just regular winter. Or an act of God, or whatever. They say this is different. It's a polar vortex. Scary as.
Who says?
They do. People. Scientists and shit.
Like Gary?
Wow. You are desperate, man. Having a go at Gary. No, Gary isn't a scientist. He's a plumber. But you've got to know your science when you're a plumber. Like gravity and shit. You think water just goes down a plug hole by itself?
Actually...
So there goes your precious solar system, I guess.
What do you mean?
It'll be too cold for solar. You're going to have to get an electric heater like everyone else.
I don't understand.
Try putting wind in your petrol tank, man. See how far you get.
What?
I'm just saying, for someone who doesn't believe in chemtrails and children and shit, you're pretty gullible, man. It's like people like you, you will die when the polar vortex comes. You'll have to change your profile pic to like an ice cube, man. You'll freeze to death because your ugly wind farm won't work in the dark. Your death date is probably this weekend.
I really have to go now.
Snow and shit in Coffs Harbour, man.
Oh, before I leave, I heard there's an epic ebb event coming to Byron.
What? Where did you hear that?
Twitter, 150,000 retweets.
Wow, sounds awesome, man. What is it?
It's like a huge tsunami and shit.
Really? To Byron? When?
Soon.
Seriously? Wow, luckily they're building a wall.
for your kind interest. We hope you had some fun with this. Just a thought about the author S. Sorensen. Nobody seems to know what the letter S standing for his first name means, so, S, if you hear this piece, we tried very hard to get in touch with you for the courtesy of asking your blessing to produce the audio with your script. So please go and answer the phone next time or send us a message, because we intend to make a few million dollars with your intellectual property, mate. Tanya and myself may produce more short pieces like this one in the future. My name is Martin and you heard Kaput Radio. Please check out echo.net.au/here-and-now for other short stories by S. Sorensen.